So when I eventually got out in April of 1967, it was very much a starting over kind of thing. And it took me a very long time to get organized. I spent about 5 years living in poverty, going from job to job, and sort of either quitting or getting fired before I got back on track again. And two things contributed to that. One was I took up with a woman who was not afraid that I had been in the mental hospital and who was an activist. And because I was with her, I got exposed to the activism of the early 70s in Toronto, and I began to create a bit of a activist history for myself. And then I started a plumbing contracting business. And so I was able to earn a living, and I was also able to be to meet other aspirations I had by being involved in community activism. And part of that activism had to do with the ex-inmate movement, as we then called it.